We all love a good story, don't we? And one of the most powerful, gripping parts of a story is where you're waiting. Waiting for something to happen. A cliffhanger, an expectation that something big is around the corner. Well, it happens in music too, and it's just as powerful. This is music from Tchaikovsky's Swan Lake. What's it doing to you right now? How are you feeling? Stressed? Relaxed? Well, I reckon you're feeling a bit of anticipation. You know that something is about to happen. All those rising melodies, the drama of the brass notes, and here it is. Yes, we landed. This is tension and release. And that release, the arrival, is usually one of the great moments in music. This is all too much for me. Luckily, it doesn't have to be as big and dramatic as what we just heard. What about simple tension and release? You get this chord, and you know that you'll probably get this one soon after. Wagner does it in a more elaborate and exotic way in the Tristan Prelude, this strange, otherworldly chord makes you anticipate this one altogether more secure and safe. In Elgar's Nimrod, that delicious way the music breathes in and out comes from tension and release. Tension from strange chords that continually subside to more familiar ones. But for me, the ultimate musical tease are those big, long build-ups. Beethoven. Sibelius. There's something thrilling and even terrifying about the orchestra whirling around wildly like this. Especially when you know that the payoff is just around the corner. The biggest build-up in music, though, has got to be thanks to Mr. Khachaturian. The melody, it repeats and repeats and repeats and repeats and gets shorter and quicker, and then... bliss! Tension and release, drama and resolution. It gives us the high points of a lot of life and the high points of music.